It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. It must be a nice day. Jamie's here in short sleeves. The weather rabbit's out. He's just enjoying life. So now you know that I'm not making that up when I talk about our weather rabbit.
There is really a rabbit right outside Steve's window.
Literally, you could open the window and probably pet him.
I think you should just let him in.
Well, he tries to get in. But yeah, sure sign of spring, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looks like he's eating the little buds off your shrub there.
Well, he ate the sticks off it all winter before the, you know, that's what got him through, I think. So.
Well, and you didn't have to prune the bush, so
I
guess
have to prune.
We're all good.
Yep, that is right. He is a sure sign that spring is here.
Spring is in the air. Yes. That is so true.
And you have got a lot of spring things going on at the school.
Well, spring is very exciting at the school every year. We have spring concerts and spring sports. You know, we have our baseball, softball, track, golf, all of the activities going on. And it's been a great season.
And they are hot and heavy right now, too. Everything is full bore.
Yes, we are full speed ahead. In fact, baseball is playing tonight at Island Park. That would be a great adventure if anybody is interested.
It's going to be a nice night.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful night, and the Eagles are having a great season. They're 7-2 right now, and they do really well, and they're fun to watch. So yes. I do encourage everyone to head to Island Park today.
Very good. Yeah. Let's see. Also, I guess there's more going on than just all the spring sports.
Yeah. So we have several things. A couple things I want to mention. And golf is tonight, too, out at the country club.
Ah,
so
okay.
They're at home tonight. So, again, another great opportunity to get out, enjoy the weather, and cheer on the Eagles. We have FFA, who just got back from the National Conference. Several of them did very well there. So congratulations to our FFA members. And robotics. Our robotics team is in St. Louis right now competing in Worlds.
Wow. Isn't that something?
It is. They are amazing. In the engineering division right now, they're ranked 16th out of 87.
Wow.
So they're doing very well.
Very impressive for Wyndham.
It is. It is.
But the robotics, it's been growing every year for quite a few years.
Yeah, it's been around for maybe a decade now. But, you know, when they go to these competitions, they see other districts, you know, building the robots a little bit differently or finding a more efficient way to move the blocks with the robot and those kinds of things. And so they're constantly refining their robot and getting better and, you know, using their engineering skills to compete. And it's very exciting.
Yes. The future is bright for those students.
Yes, the future is bright. Absolutely. We also have several field trips going on, you know, throughout the elementary school. They each take spring field trips. So that's always exciting. And then we're in the thick of assessments right now.
Woohoo!
Yay!
And that's good news for everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, when you say assessments, what do you mean?
Yeah, so there's the MCA assessments, the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments that all districts in Minnesota have to take. So we're in the thick of that right now. Those come in three packages, right? So reading, math, and science. We have completed reading and math, and next week we're on to science.
So is it like a full day of testing? Does it just take over everything, or is it kind of business as usual too?
Yeah, it's a combination of both. Usually we assess in about an hour and a half chunks. We don't, you know, who can sit there for a full
right.
day of assessment? So it's usually, you know, 2 to 3 hours for one particular assessment.
Okay.
And that's for the MCA. And then when it comes to our district assessments, we use the STAR assessment. You've maybe heard me talk mm-hmm. about that before. But we use the STAR assessment, and those are quick. Those are, you know, 30 minutes at the most.
Okay. So it's not something that students necessarily enjoy, but it also isn't something that they totally dread as they look ahead.
Right. A lot of times it's fun for them to show off their skills, and And the MCA is a nice systems check, you know, to see how we're doing as a system. And that's what I use it for, to see, you know, where are some areas of growth and what are our strengths. And so I always enjoy looking at the results
so
as well.
So when do you get those results? Do they tally up with everybody else in the state then? And
yeah, so okay. That's a great question. We don't get the results until August.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which it's an awful lot to be assembled and sorted and put together too.
Right. And they're all, you know, electronically administered. So each student has their Chromebook or iPad. And so they answer the questions electronically. So it, you know, gets submitted that way. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of figuring that goes on the MDE side of things when it comes to assessments. So
those are about wrapping up then.
We're getting close.
Very good. Yes. And really, we don't have that much school left.
No, what did I count? 24 days or something? I mean, it's not much.
Yeah, so it's coming quick.
Yes.
And that means graduation's coming quick, end of school. There's lots of ends, lots of last time I get to do this.
Yes, exactly. So graduation is on May 22nd this year, which seems a little bit earlier than normal, but it's right before Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, it's all coming to an end. The last day of school is the 28th.
Okay, so then the underclassmen do have another few days after that.
They do, Okay. Yeah. So that Memorial Day would be Monday, and then underclassmen come to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Gotcha. So. All right. The Child Care Center, how's that going?
Well, it's going well.
That's good.
Yeah, so we're on track to open up September 1st. It's just really exciting. That project has moved so quickly because of the partnership between the school, the city, and business leaders. It's just, I can't believe how fast it's coming along.
It really has it even been a year?
Mm-mm. No, our first Wyndham's Way Forward meeting was in August last year.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a couple of meetings to get
going.
Get going, yeah. You might say. Yeah. So it's really gone quickly. And First Children's Finance was a big part of that. You know, typically their program, you know, takes about a year to complete, but we wanted to move faster because we had a lot of the pieces in place already. And so they were a big help. You know, they could answer questions very quickly for us. And it's all fallen into place.
So is the physical building, is the facility getting real close to being ready?
The construction on the facility will begin in June once the students are done.
Okay. You can't really tear things up while there's people in there.
No. No. It's just light construction, too. You know, there's in the infant room, we'll have to have a second exit directly to the exterior. So that, I would say, is the major part. Other than that, it's just minor things like some cabinetry, putting in changing tables, putting in second sinks in the infant and toddler room, because of the regulation. So I would call it minor construction, but the contractor has been assigned and is ready to roll. So it's an exciting time. If families want to hold the space at the Soaring Eagles Child Care Center, they should go to the district's website and look for the link on the homepage, because we do have a waiting list and it is filling up very fast.
Okay. And there is a limited number of students or kids that are going to be able to go too, right?
Right. We'll be licensed for 12 infants, 21 toddlers, and 40 preschool age. And it's filling up very fast. So if you are interested in having a spot in the daycare center, please go to the website and put your name down so that we can get you on the waiting list.
And you're to the point now where you're starting to do staffing.
Yes. So right now we've posted the director position. We have several applicants for that, and I'll be interviewing for that next week. So we are rolling with the staffing too. And next will come, you know, the teachers for the classrooms and the assistant teachers and the aides. And so that's all going to happen here really fast.
Mm. It definitely moved quick. It didn't take long. But, you know, you get that group together with a common goal, and you can make things happen.
Absolutely. The right people were sitting around our table. And one other thing I want to note is just because the daycare is happening, right? It's goal number one has been achieved here. It doesn't mean Wyndham's Way Forward is going to stop. We're still meeting every other week. Our agendas are very full. We're working together on several different goals. And I think this can be a long-term committee so yes. that we can continue to work together. And it's been great.
It was not a committee put together to put a daycare center in town.
No, it was a committee put together so that we could build collaboration between all of our entities and work together for Wyndham.
And it's working. All right. What else do we need to mention today?
That is about what I have for you today.
You got a lot going on. It really is a busy time at the school.
It is a busy time. You know, we're wrapping up this school year, thinking about next school year. And it's a very busy time. And our students are excited for the summer.
All right. Jamie Frank, superintendent at Wyndham Area Schools, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day, Steve.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.